So you really wanted to come back because you said you have a really good story for what?
Well, I got a little nervous the first time, and I couldn't think of anything in the moment when you asked if I had a worst impression from someone.
Okay.
And literally that night, I realized it's you, motherfucker. You had an awful impression.
Welcome to Worst Impressions. I am your host, Eric Anderson. I've got a returning guest today, ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Lucas Tice.
Hello, everyone. Hello, Eric. Do you have a name for your fan base yet? Before I tell the story.
So the names for my fan base, I've been calling them wimps.
Okay.
Like W. And then the IMP from W for worse, and then IMP for impression.
Yeah,
I don't. They might hate that. I don't know.
Okay.
And then I also call them
shout out wimps.
Fucking hell yeah, wimps. And
I'm a wimp.
I've been calling them also big naturals.
Yeah.
Also,
yeah, that's a classic.
I'll bring it up later. But that is what I named the tiers of the Patreon too.
Oh yeah.
So
yeah.
I'll plug that again later.
Okay. But big natural wimps.
Big
are in the building today with us.
So, if you guys have been listening to the Mitchell saga, I know it got a little crazy, got a little dirty. We're going to do a nice, clean episode today. You know, no cursing.
Yeah.
So let's jump right into the first question. How much horse semen can you drink in one?
I could probably get a pint down, I think, before I threw up, maybe.
Yes. Jesus Christ.
If we're going clean.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. This is top choice stallion grade. It's Italian stallion grade jazz.
Yeah.
I know some people are just
maybe
like
a pint.
So, oh, I'll listen to the next episode after Mitchell's because it was just getting a little too, you know, it's getting a little too crazy.
Too free.
I was like.
Too free will.
There's been a section of the wimp fan base just trying to pray the gay away. Just like, please, just someone else.
I thought they're Texan. I thought this is a Texas-based podcast.
But so anyways, if you guys have been listening to the show, Lucas was on very early.
Yeah.
He's a super awesome friend of the show, friend of mine.
Yes. We've known each other since what? So,
okay, I think for sure. Well, let's go into this.
I think it's the fourth grade. I want to say, I don't remember the teacher. We were in class together.
I want to say
fourth or fifth.
Because I've heard this story before. I think it's fifth.
Okay. Because I'm so bad with teacher names. There's a lot of my childhood that's kind
of a lot of great ones that should come onto the podcast.
Yeah, that would be great. But the ones I don't remember, I don't like.
Yeah, go fuck yourself.
But you always sat in the front corner of the classroom because it was always baseball on last name.
Right.
You were always on opposite ends of classrooms if we had a class together.
Sure. Yeah.
But that year, for some reason, I was aware of you. I think you were there before that, but you came across a class. It was like in the first week, probably when we were getting like our homeroom class set up and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone's getting settled into the new, like, posses. You set up the social hierarchies as kids.
Yeah.
You walk over to me and you're just like, "Hey man, do you have a crush on anyone?"
like a psycho.
11, and you're like, I was like, oh, hey, Mr. Eric. I didn't, for the record. In the moment, I didn't have like a designated girl yet. I wasn't even thinking about girls at all. So I look around the classroom and see someone who's normally sits next to you.
Sure, sure.
And I thought she was pretty. And I was just like, oh, her. You go, all right, all right. Walk over to her and just tell her that I have a crush on her.
Straight to her face. Straight to her face.
And then you walk over and start laughing. And I'm just like, oh, okay. I guess I'll never talk to her for the rest of my life.
In hindsight, pretty good bit. It's a pretty good bit.
Like, in that moment, I was destroyed.
Dude, I couldn't imagine.
The next day, I was laughing so hard.
If someone had done that to me, oh my God, they would have been on my list.
Yeah.
That I would write at home reason, in lipstick.
I loved it. It was fucking hilarious to me.
It's like, this guy knows bits.
He's on another level.
Oh, so apologies.
Yeah, you're good. I was wondering your perspective of that. What was going through your head?
So
at Lucas,
when you had told me that when you had told me this originally, like obviously way later, I was just like, yeah. I mean, it sounds like something that I would do, and like, holy shit! Like, what is going through my brain? Because all I do remember, I just remember vaguely like, oh, around this time in grade school, I developed my friend group.
Yeah.
And so like, I don't know the specific day or origin.
Yeah, yeah.
But it is funny that I did something so fucked up that you remember it.
It was our origin story.
Yeah. Because, after that, I mean, even before that, I mean, I feel like at least me and my half of, like, the friend, like, sphere, like, we were just doing that type of shit to each other constantly. And yeah. I feel like it came from, like, oh.
It's some boy stuff. Boys being boys.
Boy. It's like, we're never going to get with any of these girls. So let's just, you know, ruin any possible chance.
It's if I can't,
yeah,
you can't either.
Exactly. No one's allowed.
Yeah.
And we'd have some front runners. And I have
given up already. So let's drag everyone down.
Yeah, exactly. Dude, exactly. It's like, oh, it's like, yeah, no, this is not happening for anybody. But I think, yeah, cause there's like, that's happens in movies where it's just like the cool kid is just, and they're, it's like, oh, the friends try to treat them like they're lame for like hanging out with a girl.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Even though they're all just missing out. So jealous.
That's a big thing in Stranger Things.
Yeah.
Like in the first season, I think.
Yeah.
It was a whole.
It's like, oh, you're lame because you're hanging out with a girl.
Yeah.
Even though.
It's like, she's a superhero, though, guys, I swear.
Even though, yeah. Even though they all secretly want to hang out with the girl.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's a really good worst first impression.
Yeah. That one turned around pretty quick. We were like hanging out that week. It's like, just like, hey,
Halo.
Hey, man.
Like Halo 2. Sweet.
Yeah.
Yeah, dude. Halo. Halo. Bring girls get in between.
It sealed that bond.
Yeah. It's like girls get in between guys in their Halo. OK.
Yeah.
So
that's a
really good one. That's a really good
better
one.
Better than I had last time.
So you brought us moving on.
Yeah.
Moving on. I'm sure as I have more people from like my past, I'm probably a lot of people worse. Yeah. Or the fact that I'm asking them that question might just trigger
the
their
moment
like
they remember.
It's like, oh well, yeah, yours was bad. I was like, oh yeah, probably.
You remember what you? Oh,
like, remember what you when you were hamming it up 24/7 all of the time? I was like, yeah, I do remember that, and I still do it.
It's delicious ham, some bacon.
So, anyways, moving yes. on.
I brought snacks.
He did bring snacks today.
Special meme snacks.
Lucas is. I'd say you're a food connoisseur. Like, you're always telling me about, like, dude, this thing, like, this food. And you like to cook and all
yes,
that stuff.
Yes, I have had a renaissance of food in mm-hmm. my life in the yeah. past few years. And I cook a lot of my, I cook like 90% of the food I eat at this point.
That's really impressive.
Which is how I lost a bunch of weight. And all that's a whole thing.
Okay. He's brushing by that, but he lost a shitload of weight, ladies. Like, he's like, ladies. Hey, ladies, I'm fixing what I've done.
I'm very single.
he's very single and he's lost a ton of weight. No, but yeah. He really has. It's very impressive.
I had to.
It's also, well, I mean, yeah. I mean,
but
no,
it's, I did.
I mean,
I
sure.
Did.
I mean, sure. I mean,
kicked its ass. I kicked my own ass.
You did kick your own ass. It's very impressive.
Thank you.
But
yeah, I cook a lot.
You
so
cook a lot.
I've been cooking a lot and I love, but I eat very healthy now,
mm-hmm.
but I still love shitty fast food.
A good old fashioned shitty
meme,
fat food.
The
fast
meme
food.
Stuff.
Yeah.
Like the McRib. Is a holy day for me whenever the McRib comes back every November.
Would you say that's your favorite fast food gimmick?
Yes. Oh, by far.
McRib?
Because it started the whole game back in the, like, 90s, probably.
I think...
And it's not good, but it comes... They say it's never going to come back.
You think it's not good?
No, but I love it.
Okay.
It's complicated.
It's a love hate. You know, it's one of those things that comes up and, you know,
like,
spreads information about you that you don't want shared. And then the next day you're playing Halo 2 with it.
Yeah.
It's the McRib of friendships.
Yeah.
Sure.
You're my McRib.
Sweet, dude. Fuck yeah. For a limited time.
But they're the exact same thing every time. And it's
right.
Why I love McDonald's in general. It is the exact same thing every day. You can get it anywhere in the world.
I think it was cool
and
to...
it's perfect.
It was cool to shit on McDonald's for a while, but like, it's just fucking good.
They're holding up.
It's fucking good.
They're holding up.
But so you'd say McRib is the favorite. I don't know what my favorite is. My favorite's got to be...
Taco Bell does a lot.
Oh, wait,
they have
yeah,
the chicken
no.
taco, the
oh.
naked chicken taco. That was a meme. The whole shell was a chicken.
Volcano burrito. I guess
yeah.
that was a gimmick when they were doing volcano
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, because they were like, ooh, we're spicy now.
Dude.
But that's gone. That's stuck.
I
the
know.
Fiery stuff.
Volcano was the bomb, dude.
But,
okay, so you brought this today. What do we got?
Today we have some Little Caesars. Little Caesars came out with pizza puffs. And they're cupcakes
this
made
is,
of pizza.
This is not an ad for Little Caesars. Although, what a sponsorship.
Look, my thought process here. I was either going to go to KFC and get the chizza, the chicken pizza.
Okay.
I think we have a better shot at landing Little Caesars sponsorship.
Dude, I think... I
relative
think
to KFC's Lays.
I think,
they're a
yeah,
whole
I think you're right.
Giant company. Little Caesars needs help.
Pizza, pizza. You hear that? You hear that, Little Caesars? I can
he can
do
be your guy.
Pizza, pizza, penis. Wouldn't that be funny? It's like marketing. It's just like if just one day you guys just changed it to
penis.
People would just be like... Just like squinting, like what? Like, what?
Wasn't it pizza?
Because they're probably programmed to just like pizza, just shoots through their ears, and like no one would notice.
It's like in Idiocracy when Fuddruckers slowly turns into buttfuckers over like 1,000 years. Ever just stops giving a fuck? Just, yeah, buttfuckers.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Rest in peace, Fuddruckers.
Rest in peace. I think it's still around. Okay, let's try this bitch.
Whatever. These are pizza muffins.
Okay.
We're going to eat some pizza muffins.
We're going to try not to spurt all this grease on our microphones, so we're going to push away for a moment.
But we're gonna do a mukbang here.
Oh, my God. What is the definition of mukbang?
Okay. Mukbang...
Do you know what it is?
Yeah.
I don't know what the definition
okay.
of...
Okay, so a mukbang is like an internet phenomenon that popped up. It started in Korea, I believe, hence the Korean word.
Sure.
Mukbang.
sure.
We all know Korean.
Yes.
It's just people eating a bunch on camera.
Yeah.
Like people talking about their whole day and
like
eating
those
like
giant
a feast.
Lobsters and stuff.
Yeah.
Just drenching
that's like
it with butter.
That's American mukbang. It started with little Korean girls eating a pile of food.
Pile
it
of food
was like,
that's
oh, that's
than...
way too much food for
Wait,
her.
Yeah.
So it's kind of fetishy, but kind of like.
Your algorithm's pretty wild there, Lucas.
Oh, yeah. It's. Complicated.
Let's try this. Let's try
yeah.
Pizza puff.
Pizza puffs. Oh, it was pizza. I got pepperoni ones.
I think I just got cheese.
Okay. Do you want a pepperoni
which
one?
Is fine. No, I think this is good.
Okay. It's like layered underneath. in the middle of it. This is okay.
First impression of your pizza puff.
A big tagline I saw for these, like a selling point for these, was that they can fit in your cup holder.
Individual, like loose
the pizzas. Yeah, loose pizzas in your cup holder when you're driving around.
Bro, you're riding around with loose pizza puffs in your cup holder. Rest in peace. Jesus Christ.
Psychopaths. These are not bad, honestly.
They're not great.
Yeah.
It's a little too much puff for me.
Too much puff, not enough peats.
Yeah, not enough peats. But Little Caesars is always doing stuff like that. What did they do last time?
They did like I think they're doing a big Cheez-It full of pizza. Or maybe that's Taco Bell.
Oh.
Taco Bell's doing something with a Cheez-It. A Cheez-It Crunchwrap.
Yeah, there's a giant Cheez-It.
Yeah.
Inside of the Crunchwrap Supreme.
They had a whole, Taco Bell did a whole ass like E3. Like a convention for, thing.
Yeah, and they were like,
so weird.
She was talking about the Baja Blast and stuff. Yeah. I saw that.
Dystopian.
It is crazy. But like,
I would have been in that crowd though.
Yeah.
Like, I'm the first one to sign up for that. I can't hate.
I couldn't either. I'd be like, yeah, Taco Bell. Like, I want to learn about that more than anything else. Which is crazy as a society. Just like TED Talks. Taco Bell talks.
Taco Bell's the next best thing.
Yes, like I'm there. So we did favorite fast food gimmick. Favorite fast food overall is still McDonald's.
Man, that can like how close of places to my house is a determining factor.
Sure, sure, absolutely.
Oh, excuse me. It's part of the game. part of the mukbang gang. I don't want to dox myself, but there's McDonald's literally within walking distance of my house.
I think that's applicable for a lot of places in America. So I think you're good.
So that kind of, like if I'm in the mood to go get fast food, it's so right there for me that is a default.
Yeah.
It's
so good. I think it's mine. I really think it's mine. They
have the best breakfast by far.
Taco Bell after the pandemic, especially just in our area, Taco Bell is like hard to get. I don't know.
They closed early a bunch during the pandemic. It's kind of annoying.
And then even way after, I don't know. They're just like not running them well or something. Yeah. I don't know. But
I do love Taco Bell.
I love Taco Bell.
And they're slightly healthy, like relative
to
the other.
Yeah, you could.
Salt. They still have a bunch of salt, but they have beans at least.
You could make it healthy, sure.
They have some fiber.
But I think it's McDonald's.
Yeah. Chick-fil-A slaps.
Chick-fil-A does slap. In-N-Out. In-N-Out crushes too.
Oh, Five Guys. But they're kind of expensive.
Five Guys is under fire for this like $24 somebody's like fast food bill, or it's Five Guys bill. They went viral or something yesterday or today. It was like they ordered just a burger, fries, and a drink. I don't know where in the United States, but it was $24.
Jeez.
And I was
they probably got like a triple with a bunch of bacon and stuff. That's still enormous.
An enormous burger cost. And to be considered fast food.
Yeah. Fast casual.
Fast casual.
Did you know
dining.
It's quick service restaurant now.
Oh, they're trying
They've rebranded fast
they're trying
food.
They're trying to cancel fast food.
Yeah. Okay. It sounds nicer.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
It's not. It's quick service.
Quick service. Our dollar menu is quick service.
Because you never said fast food restaurant.
Right.
You said, I'm just going to go get fast food.
I'm just going to get a bag of shit.
Yeah. I'm going to get the slop today.
Okay. Did you... We'll go with your thing first. Do you have a list of something?
Because
I have a list of something as well.
I have two bits I could bring. This one I did this morning. So I was walking around and... was thinking about weed.
All right. Marishuana.
Marijuana. There used to be like strain names.
Yeah, strain. Yeah.
There used to be not that strains. Many, maybe like 20.
Yeah, it's like Kush.
They all had like, there's OG Kush.
Yeah.
There's stuff like that.
George W. Kush. On Blizzard.net.
The Pineapple Express movie came out. And that whole thing was about there's like a new awesome strain called Pineapple Express, and that's the one way they that's totally, how they track them down.
Honestly, forgot that that was the name of the strain. Like, I thought that I was just like, oh, it's just a funny name,
because he gets a special new weed from his dealer that's like only one, he's the only one that has it, and that's how they track him down.
I need to rewatch.
Oh, he has Pineapple Express, whatever.
Sure.
That wasn't a name of weed at that point. They made that for the movie.
They just made it up.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Because it's awesome. You can make up names all day.
And it's also, they're all made up. Yeah. So, yeah.
They're all made up. Everyone's name is made up.
Yeah.
Eric's not a real thing.
It's Adam and Eve.
But there's a gold mine of making up strain names that ended up becoming a strain later. Like, people branded that.
Right.
People you can go buy Pineapple Express now.
They were hopping on that train.
Yeah. And then it became, it,
viral marketing.
Life imitated art.
Oh my god.
I have a list of real weed strains.
Okay.
Because people have gone crazy with it.
Sure.
And there's hundreds of thousands of strains now because people just crossbreed and they're like, ooh, I'm mixing this and that.
Yeah.
I'm going to come up with my own funny thing.
Sure.
And then I have a list of fake ones that I made up this morning while walking around.
Okay. Okay. Oh, okay. So I'm going to guess.
I'm going to give you names. And I'm going to have you guess whether it's something I made up this morning or a real weed name.
Got it.
Number one, Alaskan Thunderfuck.
I mean, that's so insane that it's, that it's got to, like, at a certain point you double down so hard that it's got to be real.
Yeah.
Like, that's real.
That one is real.
All right.
That one's an old one, too.
Okay.
That one's, like, early days. And I remember that because it's funny.
Okay.
Something
a pothead would think of.
Yeah. Thunderfuck.
Thunderfuck.
White Widow.
I think that's a real good, I think it's a really good faker. It's fake.
Faker. That one's real. That one's also an old one. White Widow.
Really? Okay. Do you know what any of these do?
It's all weed.
Yeah. it's all grass and coke.
People just make up a bunch of shit.
It's all just weed. It's all just grass and coke.
They taste different. That's kind of the extent of it. Like, you can get into terpene science if you're an asshole.
It's like the...
It's weed.
Do you know...
Let's relax.
but Ted does... me and Mitchell were talking about Ted a lot.
In the movie, they come up with a bunch.
Yeah, just like...
One is This Is Permanent.
This is permanent.
Yeah.
Another was Gorilla Panic.
Yeah. Gorilla Panic. Okay. Permanent Marker.
That's terrifying.
Well, permanent markers have like a smell. It's probably like...
Oh,
it can be like
okay.
The smell of a marker or something.
Real.
That is real.
Okay. Sweet.
Monkey cookie.
That's not, those are Lucas words.
Those are Lucas words. That you think monkey cookie is in a strain?
That's fake. It's fake.
Okay, that one is fake.
Yes, those are Lucas words.
You're one, oh, should I track score? Whatever. Keep tracking your head.
What is it? The points are made up and
the points don't matter and everything's
anyway?
Made up.
Yes.
Gorilla Glue number 4.
That's insane. Fake.
That's real.
Holy
interestingly
shit.
It
who
was
the fuck? It's like, oh, someone who's high as fuck.
It started as Gorilla Glue.
Oh,
and they got
sure.
sued.
Oh, yeah, yes.
By Gorilla Glue. Gorilla Glue took the time to sue some
the hardware
dude
company
weed names.
That's great.
Okay. Fuck berries.
We're just a group of guys named Barry. Just the fuck berries.
Fuck berries. Fuck all berries.
Okay.
Fuck berries.
That's real. It's real.
That one's fake.
Okay. So those are Lucas words.
Fuck berries is a Lucas word.
Yeah, it's like born right out of his mouth.
Okay. Gush mints.
Gush mints.
Gush mints.
Is it mints like mince meat or mints or like
with
mince
a Z.
D? All right. That's real.
That is real.
All right.
Okay. Rick Moranis.
Dude, The OG Honey, I Shrunk This Motherfucker. Ghostbusters. I want that to be real.
Me too.
Oh man, that's a fake. Lucas. Yeah. Only Lucas would be thinking of Rick Moranis this morning. I woke up and I was thinking about Rick Moranis all afternoon.
He got beat up a while ago, and that was viral. Did. But some random person beat the shit out of him.
But everybody like went to because he's like
horrible.
Because he's like an OG.
He's awesome. He's so innocent.
He quit acting just to like take care of his family. Like it was. He's so wholesome.
Dude's just like, hey,
I remember
the
that.
Honey, I Shrunk the Kids guy. Just beat the shit out of him.
Honey, I Shrunk your ass.
Okay. Green crack.
I mean, real.
Yeah.
Okay. Real. Okay. Cool.
Up dog.
Shut the fuck. What's up, dog?
Okay. Well, I'll get him next time. Jealousy.
It's just like I'm trying to do.
I'll get him one day.
The up dog bit.
Hey, maybe you didn't know. I don't know. I've never tried it on you. So he's supposed to say, what's up, dog?
Yeah.
Whatever. That would still be a good weed name. I made it up.
That's a really good weed name. So what are D's? D's nuts.
Or Ligma.
Oh, dude, Ligma and Sugma are, I love, that's huge.
There's a lot. I came up with probably 30 this morning.
Okay.
So you want me to just go through
them? Pick one banger and we'll move on.
Big Naturals.
I mean, that's insane if it was real.
Yeah.
Because I think we'd have to smoke
it'd be
it
too on point.
Like, we'd have to do that on the pod. It's like, I'm sorry, all right, everybody. Real?
No, that's not real.
Damn.
But one that I want to be real.
It could be our company in the future.
Yeah,
when this
we
pops
can,
off.
If any weed companies out there need a guy to name all their bullshit,
yeah.
I'm right here. I want one that I've had in my head forever that I want to be a real one is Tonic Clonic or or Grand Mal. Because they're just seizure types. Yeah. Think about those are so
tonic clonic
get that tonic chronic
because people would just be sitting there saying it over and over. It's like,
tonic clonic train wreck last one.
It's a movie with Amy Schumer.
I never saw it.
And Bill Hader, I think.
Oh,
real.
Yep.
Sick.
It's real.
I think I got a lot of those.
Yeah. Because some of them, I mean, mine are kind of nonsense. I wrote Carnival Games, Honey Butter Chicken Biscuit.
Dude, that would be sick. I mean, that would have to be, yeah, that's a
or Turbulence.
What kind of gummies are those?
Which is about you'll experience some turbulence.
Popping turbulence gummies on an airplane. Talk about getting fucking.
That's how I get in the zone to fly.
Fucking. So paranoid. I think, oh my God. Okay. Mm-hmm. So that was great. Cool. Submit. That's a good. Yeah, that's a good thing. Submit your best fake weed name.
Yeah. Comment them in the comment section.
So we got comments on YouTube, but you can also comment on any of my TikTok videos, on any of
Instagram.
The Instagram reels or photos. I believe. Oh, and if you are on the Patreon, I'll go ahead and plug it. If you're on the Patreon, you can comment or we can talk about it in the Discord. I got a private Discord for any of my Patreons. You just go to patreon.com.
I'll be there.
Yep. Lucas is a big natural. He was actually our very, very first big natural. And
getting started.
I think, this is going to count as your shout out as a, as a Patreon member.
Yeah. Not everyone will be able to get on.
Right. Not everybody will be able to get on, but you will get shout outs for sure if you are on the big naturals tier. There are two tiers. There are wimps and there are big naturals. I do not value one more than the other, but one does have an increased monetary value. Yeah. But I love them both. I love both tiers, and I'm going to try to get as much as I can right now submitted to those. But for right now, it's like it's general support.
Just throw a dollar.
You know,
just throw out a dollar. You have a dollar.
It's just a dollar.
I don't know if I should do that.
What is Bostonian?
I was trying to go for Jewish.
I think they're white.
Oh. Yeah, but I mean, talking about money, I went there.
Just steer the boat, you know.
Sorry, everyone.
I think you can do a dollar is a
dollar's Boston. That can be Boston. Boston,
yeah, it's a dollar.
It's just a dollar.
Just a dollar.
Just a dollar.
You can get a donut.
You need a soda donuts for a dollar.
A large.
Lodge.
You get a large Dr. Pepper for a dollar.
At McDonald's.
Get a Big Mac. So that's the Patreon.
Please subscribe.
Please subscribe. And then, and I'll tag the rest of the stuff at the end. Spoonerisms. Do you know what a spoonerism is?
I have heard
that. You've definitely heard the word.
Yeah.
I always forget the word for it, but I love what it is.
Okay.
What it is, it's when you say, like, dig bic.
Okay. Oh, I do that all on accident.
We do that all the time.
Oh, that's, my God.
Actually, in the definition, I looked it up right before the show. The definition is an accidental one.
Yeah.
But I love them on purpose as much as, like...
No, because it's kind of punny.
Like, tig old biddies.
Yeah.
Hilarious, and it sounds way worse than the word, yeah, the words are.
It's like pig Latin, kind of.
Yeah, but spoonerisms are switching the consonant sounds at the beginning of two words or just like a word. Yeah. But what is your what do you think your favorite one is?
Oh, well, I like whenever mine come up, it's because my mouth is going too fast for my brain.
Yeah.
Or the other way around.
iPhones do the classic spoonerism of turning fuck into duck. So like,
that's a good one.
We're ducking.
Are you ducking kidding me?
Yeah. Are you ducking kidding me?
Ducking around.
And even just one word, like even one switch.
Oh.
And I think a lot of people's their favorite one is duck.
Because it just comes up a lot.
So much. and it's what's funny is people will be so serious in a text and they're mad at someone or they're like trying to make a point and they put duck instead of
fuck. Like, try to delete it and they accidentally turn it into a duck emoji.
Yeah, it's like
just like a little rubber duck in the middle.
AI is just like, oh, it's like, oh, and then like you could say this ducking fuck, but it's, you're actually just talking about this fucking duck. I don't know, it's so childish, but I love spoonerisms.
I loved the are you a fig plucker or a fig plucker's son, or no, I am, it's a tongue twister. It's an old tongue twister.
Yikes.
It's like, I am not a fig plucker, nor a fig plucker's son, but I will pluck figs until the fig plucker comes.
Yeah, what?
That's perfect.
It's pretty good.
You say it three times fast.
Hell fucking no. Ducking no.
Duck, duck. There's a sheet slitter, too. I am not a sheet slitter nor a sheet slitter son. Those are good.
What?
Because it gets you to say I'm not a sleet shitter.
Sleet shitter?
But it just gets kids to say shit if they fuck up.
Oh, okay.
Or pig fucker. Pig fucker, yeah. Or sheet.
I get
sleet
shitter.
Yeah. Sleet shitter, I don't know what that means.
Yeah, sure. But I've seen...
Yeah, so figs and pluck.
I've seen dick pill ads that can't say the word dig.
Yeah, so use like an eggplant
and
emoji.
They was like, I've got a dig bic. And they would be like,
yeah,
made you look.
Yeah.
And like, I'm just like, I'm like opening my eyes like, what? Because like, they're using spoonerisms. They studied their English class. Spoonerism. So God bless.
I do like that. I do that all the time.
I know.
Talking.
But that's what the word is.
And I like double down when I do it.
Yeah, 300%. Because like, you're not you're not technically saying anything bad unless you're saying ducking. Okay, so we did...
Man, what happened to tongue twisters?
Tongue twisters? Well, tongue twisters...
Was that ever cool?
I think tongue twisters, you know, we might need for the next episode, we need to look up a list of tongue twisters.
There's probably new ones. I mean, those are old. Those are like farm age.
Sure.
No one plucks figs.
We did a lot of...
I would never pluck a fig.
I'd never in my life. We did a lot of tongue twister kind of things for like theater vocal warm-ups.
Yeah.
Like mommy made me mash my M&Ms was okay. One. Mommy made me mash my M&Ms.
What is, I'm trying to think. People have done bits about that and stuff.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah,
there's a bunch of videos. It's just like nonsense. Just like, I do not want that washing machine.
Yeah.
I do not want that washing machine.
It's like, okay, relax. Fuck. Holy shit, dude.
Please pick pigs.
Just like, Jesus Christ, my guy. Yeah, dude, we'll definitely do some. We got to do a bunch of tongue twisters one day. One of the things that we might do, and I was going to do it today, but I got to like pick specific ones. Shakespeare is royalty free.
Oh, so hell yeah.
We could do scenes from that, just Shakespeare, just do small scenes, pick some crazy voices and just go.
I'm down.
Just go for that. And see where that leads us, because
I never did. I had to read them for classes, but I never like acted those out.
Were you eager to popcorn read?
Oh, dude, popcorn reading. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Because people said I read good.
Yeah.
So it encouraged me.
Read well.
Read. Oh, sorry. Sorry, folks. People said they liked that when I read.
Yeah.
So that was like an ego boost. So it was definitely, like, ooh, yeah.
Yeah, it was always an ego boost to do it. And so I was always like, please pick me.
Dude, I have one thing that I will share.
Okay.
And another thing about popcorn reading that I won't share yet.
Sure.
There was one time I popcorn picked someone.
Uh-huh.
And everyone got mad at me.
Yeah.
Because I picked someone that didn't read well, and I didn't know they had...
So it seemed like you
had,
were sniping them.
Yeah, but I didn't know they had... They straight up had, like, dyslexia or something. They had, like, a learning disability kind of thing.
Right.
But it was someone just kind of... Yeah, I just didn't even assume that. I was kind of friends with them, and I called on them one time, and there was, like, an audible groan. There was, like, a...
Which is...
Lucas, yeah. Why? And I'm just like, what the fuck do you mean? I know, like, three people in here. Like, I picked the one guy I know. Like,
I know their name.
I don't know six people's names.
I can't say teacher or mom, so I'm gonna say this guy.
Never say dad.
But never in my life.
That stressed me out, because I was like, I didn't mean to do that.
I was
reading all slow, and I felt bad.
I feel like it's got to be brutal.
It's like a minefield, who you pick.
Yeah, and I got to... Okay, well, let's...
You can't pick a girl.
Let's backtrack, yeah, because then...
Because then you like them. Yeah.
Okay, so popcorn reading was a thing, because I don't think every generation has done this, but popcorn reading was a thing where... The entire class would be, we'd be reading like a passage in a book,
yeah,
like a textbook,
paragraph by paragraph.
And like, let's say it started with me. The teacher was like, all right, Eric, you start. And I'd read a little bit and I'd get to like the end of a sentence or a paragraph and I'd be like, okay, I'm done. So popcorn Lucas. And then Lucas would start reading and then he popcorn somebody else. So it's like,
or the teacher would be like, okay, now popcorn someone else.
Yeah, they would kind of cut you off if you're hamming it up like I would.
Oh, yeah.
Because you could do a voice, whether they liked it or not. But so if you haven't ever popcorn read, it's really funny, especially when you get to somebody like that's like wasn't paying attention, where they're just like oh, fuck.
Yeah. It's like, you're trying to catch someone off guard.
You're trying to catch somebody that's sleeping.
Yeah, that was fun.
That was funny.
Trying to actually snipe people.
Yeah, just like, oh, there we go. There we go. That person is like, not paying attention.
He's going to get an F today.
He's going to get in trouble, dude. He's fuck gonna yeah. Get in trouble. Holy shit. He's not going to be in the big game.
Did you, just since we're in school stuff.
Yeah.
Did you ever get in trouble? Did you get detention or suspension?
So I've got a
Cause we were like,
okay,
we were great, good kids,
right?
But we acted up.
We
were good students.
We acted out.
Yeah.
Bro.
We were good students.
Yes.
So the teachers kind of let us get away with shit.
I've got an amazing
more
story.
More than we should have probably, but
I've got an amazing story about that I have to do when Mikey's on.
Okay.
Cause he was my co-conspirator in it.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
And
I remember.
That'll be like a 30-minute story, and it'll be...
That was amazing.
And it'll be great to have him for that.
Yeah. We never got in fights, though. I don't mean when we say acting out, it's not like we were...
No. We were just crazy. Oh, and then...
We just joked about stuff, and we were just loud and whatever.
Then the other thing in our friend group was the cookie cone thing that me and Mitchell talked about.
Yeah.
But we brought that up. But we didn't know it was in our group until after high school. So so we'll have to I'll have to get him on to talk about that. Okay, so suspension, I think the
suspension was more hardcore.
Hardcore.
That was like if you're really in trouble.
I think the most insane thing that for me was the stupid hair rules.
I was constantly getting
threatened with.
I was on the edge of that too.
They were just like, we're gonna send you home if you do not cut your hair tomorrow. And I was like, all right, fine. Like, it was,
we had the most like dystopian whatever.
Yeah.
Not dystopian, we had the most like old school fucking rules about hair stuff.
It was very
like,
it was,
having a dress code like that now is crazy.
Well, you know,
they had for boys and girls.
It takes the masses of the students going against the grain for those rules to eventually change.
Yeah.
And for like younger teachers to come into the mix. Like obviously the super strict hair rules that we had in a public school, no less. Yeah, like you said, probably wouldn't happen as much now. Cause it was getting so bad to where they were just like, this is like barely past the line. Like, go home.
They had rulers and shit. They would tell me every day.
Crazy.
Just like, you need to go do it, and then
we were in Bieber fever, like, what?
Yeah, man.
I was trying to
rock the swoops.
Yeah, we were trying to beeb out. Fuck. we all had big dick.
But bits. we had diggle bicks, diggle bitties.
I can't even do it right. I just said big dick. Okay,
big swinging dick hair.
Exactly.
But we had to have it above our earlobes. And above the collar of our shirts, which was 3 inches.
Yeah, so you would intentionally wear really low, shitty collars.
Yeah.
Which V-necks helped.
Yeah.
We're in the V-neck phase, dude.
And then if you were in theater stuff and you had an excuse to have long hair, that was like the one out.
But we learned that pretty late. I learned it late in the game.
Yeah.
But a few of us got to use that loophole.
I was able to kind of drag mine out a little bit when I was the German boy for some reason. Because it was just like, oh, it's a 70s kind of show, so I can have long hair.
It's
I can have long hair.
It's method acting. I can have long hair.
I need a long hair and chocolate.
I'm little German chocolate boy.
I need a chocolate in the classroom.
I was like, Lucas, can you do that again with less moaning, please? He's like, you're supposed to be 10 years old. He's like, no, I can't.
Not when I have chocolate. It comes out of me. It's like kind of Werner Herzog.
It's like, oh, dude, yeah. I love Werner.
I should have.
Do you have a Werner?
I mean that.
That's pretty good.
It's talking about chocolate.
Talk about what is it, the Grizzly Man? Is that his?
Oh, I don't really even know. honestly, the only reason I know anything about Werner Herzog, he was in Mandalorian.
Mm-hmm.
I do know that.
Yeah, he was.
Paul F. Tompkins does him as a character.
Oh, okay.
So this is that.
You're just doing Paul.
I'm just doing Paul F. Tompkins.
Valid enough.
I don't know the man. I think he's German.
No, he probably he's either German or Austrian. I don't know. But like, not that those are the same. But they basically, according to me, they are.
Ask Hitler.
Jesus Christ. The H-bomb. So what did we, what were we gonna, did you have anything else on your list before I take it over?
Oh yeah. We can do a little bit of this.
Okay.
If you want a segment.
Sure. Let's do a segment.
Mitchell gave you some slang. I've been listening to podcasts.
Okay. We're going to do, okay. So this Mitchell, is a different genre of slang.
Yeah. There may be some crossover. Okay. Because Mitchell's very trendy and internet forward.
Yeah. He was using some from the LGBTQ plus. Yeah.
There's a lot of crossover
verbiage.
A lot of that's on Twitter and stuff.
Sure.
And, so I have words that I've learned in the past few years from the internet.
And you're, oh, and those I don't know, what would you call yourself? An internet sleuth? Is that bad? I don't know. Or an internet
explorer? I mean,
you are internet. Yeah, you are the internet explorer. He's the paperclip guy.
Pioneer.
That pops God. Up. He's internet God. If there's a God, it's fucking.
I was raised on the internet, basically.
Yeah, we were.
I had unfettered access since like. And third grade,
what's crazy,
which is pretty fucked up, honestly. It did a number on my brain.
Yeah. What's crazy is like you were our link. Like,
yeah,
because I didn't have.
I was just mainlining it.
It's just like straight to the bloodstream
as a boy.
But like for me, we were so far out in the country. We couldn't get shit.
Internet was a nightmare.
No matter who we tried to, what service we could get until we moved finally. But that was in high school. So for the longest time, you literally were like my internet service provider.
Yeah.
My ISP.
Because we had a family computer. We had like a shared family computer up until I was in like eighth grade.
Oh.
So and then I got my own personal computer through high school.
That's sick.
But like my parents didn't know what was on the internet.
No,
I don't think everyone in the world was figuring out.
So eighth grade for us is.
That was 2008. So 2008. Before that, but I was on the internet since like third grade.
So that's like 2003.
Like early 2000s.
Whoa.
And just when it was literally the Wild West.
It was literally just Numa.
Well,
yeah. Numa.
Gore and
yeah,
like horrible.
Sure.
I found all the bad. Bad stuff.
Pretty quickly. It was my first Google.
I just happened. I fell into a hole and never got out. But the internet moves really fast.
Yeah.
And
you don't stop to look around once in a while. What is it? Is fucking Ferris Bueller's?
Yeah, Matthew McConaughey and Ferris Bueller.
You know that with that part where Matthew McConaughey's and Ferris Bueller's day off.
He shows up, he's hitting on the 16-year-olds.
He's just like, you don't stop and look around for a while, you're gonna fucking miss it. Yeah. He's pissed drunk.
Yeah. That's my favorite role of his. Words pop up on the internet and are super like viral for a month and then everyone forgets about it.
Yeah. Okay. And what didn't we have a name for this back in the day? Like,
I mean, it's
buzzwords.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Buzzwords, trend words, what memes. It's memes now. Everything is a meme.
Lolcats.
Yeah. Lolcats. So I wrote down a bunch. There's a lot. Some of these are like,
okay, but
new.
We're going to do what
so,
I'm
yeah,
going to,
yeah.
I'm going to make a joke response and then try to guess it for real.
Sure. Mitchell had some words to test you on. I have some too. So let's just start. Stan,
short for Stanley Cup, the viral sensation that I'm drinking water out. No, it's Stan is a super, it's like a super scary fan, and it comes from Marshall Mathers, Stan.
Yep. Yeah. He had a song named Stan about a crazy fan, stalker fan.
Yeah.
It stands for, I think it's short for stalker fan.
I've got a crazy fan and he's coming over to my house with a gun in his hand.
With an awfully hot coffee pot.
With an awfully hot coffee pot. He's going to smash it on my brain. The glass is going to be in my eyes. I've got ants in my eyes.
Yeah. So you know that one.
I know that one.
That one's a few years
pretty
old.
Pretty well.
That one's been around. you love Eminem.
I do.
You
love
talk
him.
About Eminem every day.
I've 24/7.
Okay. New one. Riz.
Riz is
just recent.
Yeah. Riz.
Sit fairly.
Riz was it's in like the adult video awards. It's like best Riz. It's like the best like reverse cowgirl jizz compilation video.
Yeah.
No, it's short for charisma.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's but what does it mean? Like if you're how would you use it in a sentence? How would you use it in a sentence?
Because
it is short for that, but it's used in like a certain kind of way.
Eric's got such little riz, he can't stop talking about his dig bick.
Yeah. My example sentence was, if you didn't know, was going to be baby Gronk rizzed up Livy Dunn in Ohio, though. But we'll move on from that.
It's a fully real sentence here in 2024.
That's all irrelevant now. That was like 6 months ago.
Okay.
Another big one from last year, goblin mode.
You're stealing all of the loot in like a video game. That's my joke and real answer, honestly.
Oh, have you heard it? You haven't heard it.
It's I feel like rappers say it, but is it like you're just going like wild?
Yeah.
Like going nuts.
You're in your goblin mode today.
Goblin.
Yesterday I did everything I was supposed to do. Got up early and ate my food and stuff. Today I'm going fucking goblin mode.
I'm cracking open a Celsius.
We're going to have some beers at 12 p.m. and get going.
Get the people going. Yeah.
Touch grass
is they're trying to they're trying to market touch screens to conservative Southerners.
it's just a screen of e-turf
that they can just play with.
That's touch
so,
grass
so yeah fucked up. It's like we know you can't understand iPads, so here's a pallet of grass to touch
to sift through.
No, it's you've been like playing on your computer too long, or you've been like plugged into the internet too long, so you don't have like a good concept of like the outside world.
Yeah it's like you're just way too in your own bubble.
Sure.
Usually like you're spend way too much fucking time on the internet. You need to go outside and touch some fucking grass.
Right.
And like get back into society.
And it's a lot of the times it's just like bro, or it's like it's comments,
it's mean
where they're like touch grass.
Yeah, fuck. Touch grass, loser.
Like I just built the entire Lord of the Rings map in Minecraft, and then people are just like touch grass.
It's like, no, I want to touch here's a weird one. Here's a complicated one, and this is a red flag for me personally. Like on whatever. Okay. Glowy.
Glowy is it's an Elmer's glue lubricated blowjob. No, it's
a gluey.
That's a gluey. Sorry. It's like
this one's pretty
like skin, like your skin, like your skin is looking glowy on Instagram.
Oh, no.
No, it's darker.
This is like some 4chan shit. A glowy is like a so if you're on an anonymous forum, if someone is like clearly a federal agent baiting out people to like say really horrible shit that will get them on a list.
Okay.
Like someone goes on a forum and is just like, hey, anyone here love Hitler?
Yeah.
Like who's hello fellow Hitler fans.
Oh bro, he's getting a little glowy for me.
Yeah. They are like a plant. If they're a glowy, they're a fed. Trying to bait people into like giving out radical information. Like to kind of give themselves up.
Right.
So a lot of times it'll be like a girl pretending to be like
or a guy pretending to be a girl.
Yeah, there's usually, like half. It's trying to bait people into like giving away
and
how
that,
fucked
so
up
that like that
their beliefs are it's like political stuff.
Okay.
It's like, oh, if someone's trying to like rat out,
like, see this community in this forum actually does think this, because
if they're joining like a QAnon group, if I were to join a QAnon group and just be like, hey, everyone,
hypothetically, if I wasn't already subscribed to all of these QAnon groups,
if I was trying to go in and get information out of people and have people like say criminal stuff, I would be a glowy.
Okay.
I'm like bait.
Interesting.
A honey pot.
Interesting. Honey pot. Okay.
This one's less weird. Girl math.
Like, it's like a misogynistic version of like, I honestly don't want to answer it. Yeah. It's like Starbucks plus Target equals a great day. That's so fucked up.
I mean, it is from the girls, from what I've seen. Okay, it's like a jokey kind of self-aware thing.
Right,
it's like,
right.
If you're like trying to justify buying this purse, you'd say like, well, it's $150. But if I really like, if I think about it, it's like $30 a month for the next 5 months. So it's really only $30.
It's really only $30
right now.
And that's only like,
one coffee. Just over $25. Yeah, so it's really not even that much.
Okay.
It's like $25.
Lot of rounding down when it's like
continual rounding. It's just sort of like, be like, ooh, I'm naughty, I'm going to do this thing. And you use girl math. It's with like dinners and stuff too. Girl dinner. Yeah. It's just like some cheese and a cracker.
Sure. Got it.
But I think it's like not mean.
No. Okay.
I've never really seen it in like a misogynistic kind
right,
of thing,
right? Because it's because it's usually like self-owned.
Yeah,
just like,
it's like funny. Math, it's light. Math. It's pretty light.
Cool.
Mogging. This is also gonna red flag myself. To mog.
Not mugging. I know a mugging.
M-O-G.
It's like you know. When Smaug from The Hobbit is like he's a giant dragon and he's got like this pile of gold and he's like crawling over it, they're doing all these shots, but like, where's the dragon's penis? Like, we're getting all these like undershots of like Bilbo, you know, under the dragon, but like they never show his mog.
Smog's mog. So it's dragon cock. Is your answer.
Benedict Cumber Smog.
No.
Oh, that's wrong.
That's wrong.
So I'm surprised.
Mogging is, I think it's generally males.
Okay.
Like if a man were to mog another man, they're kind of one-upping them. Like if it's used in like weightlifting context and stuff, like if you just walk into the gym and there's a guy just like barely curling like tens, and then you walk up beside him and just pick up like 45 pound dumbbells and just curl the fuck out of them right beside him.
And there's no verbal things or that, it's just like,
that guy just totally mogged the first guy.
God,
he's mogged the shit out of him. It's like his male aesthetic is just way bigger than the other guys.
Wow.
Like that, he just out-mailed him.
That dig big.
Yeah, he has a dig old bicky.
So
Josh mogs us perpetually.
Constantly. Oh my God. We got to talk about.
Josh is a mogger.
Okay, so. Hey,
sorry.
We'll tell this last story and then we'll wrap it up. I'm sure you got a lot more on the list, but save them for the next episode, because Lucas is like one of my like key players. I'm gonna have key players on this show. Like as it grows, who knows? I'm always gonna have the key players back and all the time. It's like
this is great.
So hopefully you guys like all my key players. But for instance, and I have it written down, but we still haven't gotten into it. Lucas and I play Magic the Gathering.
Yes.
All right? And it's fucking awesome.
It's the best game ever made.
It It literally is. But we
and you know what? That's a quote from Post Malone. He's the coolest fucking person in the world right now. So
he's the foolest cucking person.
He's a fool cucker.
But anyways, so and also Josh Barrett plays with us.
Yeah.
And we're playing, we're at one of our mainstays to play Magic. And there's a gal that's running like a sandwich shop in the back. And she's got this giant jar of pickles.
Oh, yeah.
And she can't open the jar. And so she's like...
There's like 40 people in the building.
40 people it's, in this building all like playing video games well, and Magic and Magic the Gathering. So she scans the entire building, passes at least 30 of these people, and goes to Josh. She's like, I need you to open this jar of pickles.
We're busy. Like, it's not like Josh was standing around. We're in the middle of something.
he's so far away, and so many people she passes. She doesn't even ask any of the rest of them. I was just like, Jesus Christ. She thinks so little of everyone else.
She found the one beast.
Yeah, it's like, I just saw a sea of betas and I found the alpha.
You're the only man here.
You're the only man here, see? Open my jar of pickles.
You strong, strapping lad.
Dude, that's got to be a euphemism. It's like, you want to come back to my place and open my jar of pickles?
You lapping strad.
Fuck. Bosh Jarrett. Par of jickles.
You want to open my jickle par?
Whoa. All right, everybody. I think we've had enough fun today. Thank you all for listening. Thank you for coming back, Lucas.
Yeah.
And
it's great.
Hold on before we leave. We are doing this episode for your final week of being 29.
Oh, yes. I will be 30 when you hear this.
When you hear this, you will be 30.
I turned 30 yesterday.
Send him money. Send him likes. Oh, yeah.
I wasn't even thinking of that.
Send him likes.
I was going to say, just send me a happy birthday.
Send him
Instagram or something.
Send him love. Well, I, on my behalf, on the behalf of the wimps and the big naturals.
Yeah, send me like $1,000.
Send him $1,000. That'd be great.
If everyone does that, we'll be great.
Do you have anything to tell your 30-year-old self?
Keep on keeping on.
Hell yeah, brother. It's good that we're all... Yeah, I haven't made it to 30 yet, but it's good that we're making it to 30.
I will say that I procrastinated on my 20s in the same way I've procrastinated on the rest of my life.
But
early,
dude,
before that. So
our 30s are going
to... I'm doing great now.
Dude, you are. And our 30s are going to be the actual shit, I think. I really think they're going to be like the... Fucking!
I kind of always felt that way.
The tuck
like,
and
if
fits.
I make it there, if I make it to 30, it'll be great.
Dude, you're making it. I
did it.
Just a few days left, and yeah. So if you're listening to this, Lucas is 30.
Happy birthday, me!
Happy birthday. So yeah, send him love. Send him money. Also join the Patreon.
Yeah. Send Eric money.
Join the Patreon. I have a little Patreon episode explainer. I believe it's right before this one in the list, right before this episode, or right before the last Mitchell episode, wherever. But anyways, please follow the show on Spotify or Apple Podcasts or wherever you get the podcasts. If they have a follow button, hit it. If you have Instagram or TikTok, please find my account, Worst Impressions, and follow it. Interact with me on there. That's how we're gonna get, if you're a diehard wimp, diehard big natural, that's how we're gonna get more of those people, is by interacting on those platforms, because that's how I'm gonna get new people that don't know who the hell I am right now. So, and that's going great. I'm actually doing in my eyes, coming from literally zero social media interaction in the last 10 years to like doing something.
Yeah.
So,
hard to get started, but you're fucking doing it, man. Just keep at it.
It's only possible because people like you, my key players. So
I'm here till the end, brother.
Till
we're
the
doing
end,
this
brother.
40 years.
40, dude. if this podcast is still around at 40, that'd be so sick.
I don't think
we could do it.
Podcasts haven't existed for 40 years.
We could do it. I'm saying when we are 40. So
yeah, no,
all
I
we
know,
gotta do is 10 years.
But yeah.
40 years, I don't know.
Yeah. Whatever.
But anyways, happy birthday, Lucas.
Thank you.
At this point in time.
Happy Ides of March.
The Ides of March.
Coming up on Holy Wednesday.
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Good Friday, Easter.
Yep.
Just around the corner.
Just around the river bend. Thank you, Lucas, for coming on. Spay and neuter your pets. And good night.